Morning Prayer, March 17, 2024, Fifth Sunday of Lent.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Cry out with joy to the Lord all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise. For Christ, by whom all things were made, himself has fasted and has prayed. Alone in fasting, Moses saw the loving God who gave the law. And to Elijah fasting came the steeds and chariots of flame. So Daniel trained his mystic sight, delivered from the lion's might. And John, the bridegroom's friend, became the herald of Messiah's name. Then grant us, Lord, like them to do such things as bring great praise to you. Our spirits strengthen with your grace, and give us joy to see your face. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to you be every prayer addressed, and by all mankind be adored. From age to age, the only Lord. My God, you have become my help. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My God, you have become my help. Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy man of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. A reading from the book of Leviticus. These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with the sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month, at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days, you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days, you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him. Let us praise our loving Redeemer, who gained for us this season of grace, and pray to him, saying, Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Christ, our life, through baptism, we were buried with you and rose to life with you. May we walk today in newness of life.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Lord, you have brought blessings to all humankind. Bring us to share your concern for the good of all.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
May we work together to build up the earthly city with our eyes fixed on the city that lasts forever.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Healer of body and soul, cure the sickness of our spirit, so that we may grow in holiness through your constant care.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father, help us to be like Christ your Son, who loved the world and died for our salvation. Inspire us by his love, guide us by his example, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.